At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Jack Hibbs defending Mike Johnson, lying about the situation with Mike Johnson, and also attacking Christians in the process. This was a story that was covered on Evangelical Dark Web's newsletter last week. We also did a Twitter thread about it that went a little bit viral, but it deserved its own video, and that's what we're going to do today. Now, Jack Hibbs, very famous pastor. I've mostly said positive things about him in the past because I like Calvary Chapel and what they can be. They seem to represent the best of the charismatic strain. However, they have some pressing issues, and one of those issues is obviously the theology that Jack Hibbs is espousing that has him lying about American politics and lying about Mike Johnson and lying about what is going on in Washington, D.C., and attacking Christians for disagreeing with him. So that's what we're going to be talking about in today's video. But first, I want to let you know, Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. You can support our work over at evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. That's linked in the description. If you want to support us, it's a Patreon-like system. You get bonus content, more articles, some hot takes that might be a little bit too hot for, you know, YouTube or the internet, open internet. And you also get some behind-the-scenes content as well. Just a bit of thank you as well. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel or podcast if you are new. New subscriptions are the best way you can help out a YouTube channel. That is what the algorithms will tell you. So this is based off an article that I published last week on Evangelical Dark Web. Jack Hibbs attacks Christians for opposing Mike Johnson and $95 billion Israel-Ukraine spending. So, Jack Hibbs, very much tied to politics. He is, you know, a very political pastor, and for the most part, that's been a blessing to the church. However, his politics have shown to be very inept, and that's what we're going to be talking about in this video. I got a series of 3 clips that I want to share from when he was defending Mike Johnson ahead of the vote, where Mike Johnson stabbed America, you know, in the back in broad daylight and funded foreign countries to the tune of $95 billion in inflationary spending. So this is clip 1 where he talks about Mike Johnson's character. So here we go.
Mike is a real true believer. He's a board member in Christian ministries that I'm related with. He loves God. He loves the word of God, and he loves Israel. And this is why he's in trouble right now. Republicans, I'm not going to mention their names because I'm going to get upset if I do, because some of them are very famous Republican names, and they are cutthroat rhinos in well-disguised positions and in settings whereby they want to bring down Mike with the Democrats because Mike is standing for Israel. He knows his Bible. He wants Israel to be funded and protected. But with all of that convolution, you guys, keep in mind, that realm of politics is the seat of evil, wickedness, and danger. Frankly, that's why Christians can't handle it. They don't have the stomach for it, and frankly, they don't have the faith for it. And Christians will criticize politics and say, you know, we don't get involved in that. Here's what you're saying. We don't get involved in fighting Satan, because politics is where Satan, that's Satan's pulpit. Government's from God. We are to be involved in government, but we're not to be involved in politics unless we're fighting a spiritual warfare.
So a lot of that was just plain ignorant. You know, you're trying to separate government from politics. That's not real world mentality. That's loser theology. The idea that, you know, a lot of Christians do indeed do not have the stomach for politics. Therefore, they shouldn't be running for office, Mike Pence, Mike Johnson. If you don't have the stomach for it, get out of the way. There's too many people that don't have the stomach for it, whether it's like Ben Sasse, that maybe would have been otherwise good politicians in better times, but are terrible politicians as it relates, because at the end of the day, it is a job. And Mike and Jack Hibbs doesn't seem to have enough appreciation for the job that is being a politician. So with that said, he's defending Mike Johnson by claiming that those who oppose him are rhinos. This is just absolutely absurd. The people that I hear about, you know, touting a motion to vacate right now would be among this list of House members. This is a list of the people who did not vote in favor of the Ukraine, Israel funding to the tune of $95 billion. As you can see, some of the best congressmen are on this list. Chip Roy is on this list. Thomas Massey is on this list. Andy Harris is on this list. He's a Marylander, by the way. That's why I know who he is. So, a lot of the best congressmen, pretty much all the best congressmen are on this list, and even some bad ones. I mean, I'm looking at rhinos. I see Elise Stefanik. That's, there's going to be some rhinos on here because there's 101 Republicans who voted against this. There are not 101 good Republican congressmen. So, with that said, some of these are going to be some rhinos. But for the most part, these are your best congressmen. Maybe the only ones that even care about this country were on the nay vote on this bill. So the idea that Jack Hibbs is saying that, oh, bad Republicans want to take down Mike Johnson, that's just a bold-faced lie. Mike Johnson is an establishment Republican, and he's flip-flopped on so many issues in such a short period of time. Mike Johnson was anti-Ukraine funding for a very long time. Then all of a sudden becomes Speaker of the House. Very much pro-Ukraine now. Mike Johnson was against FISA warrants. All of a sudden he gets a talking to by the FBI and is now in support of FISA warrants. So this guy is not to be trusted. He's a flip-flopper, hardcore, because he has no real convictions. And yes, I do think this impugns his faith, because all of these actions impugn his character and show very bad fruit. So yes, he is a bad Speaker of the House because he's not a good person. That's why he's a bad Speaker of the House. Because his character sucks. Like all of these politicians, he does not love this country. He is selling us out. He is treating America like a corpse to pick off and, you know, to loot for the interest of foreign governments. That is hatred for one's country. He is not defending our border. And it shows. He does not make the American people a priority. He does not make America a priority. And it's not like he can't. It's that he chooses not to. So here's clip number two of Jack Hibbs.
But the number one decision that many Republicans want to do is to oust Speaker Johnson because he's all about Israel. And he's standing alone predominantly right now.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So there are those who have piled on trying to get him removed, and they're promoting and fabricating lies. Well-established, manipulating, manipulative smokescreens and lies to get the American people to go against Mike Johnson. Why? Because many of these Republicans don't want to support Israel. Mike, listen, everybody. Whatever you think about him, whatever, I got to tell you, if you knew him, you'd love him. I'm talking to the Christian right now. I'm not talking to the spy, the bot, the person that follows me because they want to say something, whatever they say. I'm talking to the born-again believer. Mike Johnson wasn't seeking Speaker of the House, but he is. And Mike Johnson is not going to protect his position as Speaker of the House. We just got off a call moments ago. He's trusting God because he's standing for Israel. This is not about Mike Johnson. It's about Israel.
So That just shows you what Republicans think about America and its relationship to Israel. They really view it as tributary, that we must give Israel tribute in order to receive the blessings of their God. Now, again, you know, why would a nation that believes and supports God have a six-pointed star as its flag? Clearly not a biblical symbol at all, especially if you study Old Testament history and, you know, doesn't come from the Bible. It comes from somewhere else. Where is that somewhere else? Good question. You're not allowed to ask that if you want to remain in dispensationalism. But with that said, Jack Hibbs views Israel as a top issue, really. I don't know what even to, you know, top 10, top 5. It looks like number one to him in terms of federal issues. He believes that Israel, funding Israel, is the number one issue. And that's just an embarrassment that you call yourself a Christian and you care so much about funding a pagan nation. And the third clip is where he's going to attack Christians for disagreeing with him on this. And this is, I think all of it's disgraceful because this guy is a pretty political pastor. He's very involved in like ballot harvesting initiatives. And we need that. We need that. But why does he suck at politics? Why does he not understand, how nations work, what a nation is, and, you know, the fact that funding a foreign nation is very much anti-American. You know, Thomas Jefferson once said, "Millions for defense, not a penny for tribute." And yet, what is he advocating? He is advocating that we pay tribute in order to receive the blessings of God, and that's not how God operates. America has seen its worst years since blessing Israel so graciously. And it hurts Americans to bless Israel because when we give them these blessings, it hurts our economy. It is inflationary spending and it adds to our deficit. So, and national debt as well. So, therefore, yes, it's not loving your country to pass this reckless spending. This is clip number three.
People who are in Congress, they would give their right arm to become Speaker of the House. Between today and Saturday, Mike Johnson is taking his position as Speaker of the House, and he's sacrificing it for the defense of Israel. You are hearing on the news, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, you're hearing all of this stuff, anti-Mike Johnson stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Christians, I'm speaking to only the Christian. Do you believe we're in spiritual warfare? Do you believe in what the Bible has to say? Listen, Mike Johnson is under spiritual attack. The demons that are surrounding Washington, D.C. are to overthrow any decision that has come to this, that would lead to the, to help coming to Israel. And Mike Johnson is going to, he is going to cast away his, the greatest career position you could ever have as Speaker of the House. Mike Johnson doesn't care. He's following the Bible in the face of even Christians who are frankly ignorant, and they're piling on with criticism and grumbling and complaining. I've had people come up to me at church. I've had people come up to me in Tennessee where I just got back from and say, "What's with Mike Johnson? What's with Mike Johnson?" And I had to tell them, "This is what's going on." And then they said, "Oh, I didn't realize that." And I said, "You know what, as a believer, what's wrong with you? You should know this. Principalities and powers and dark, invisible rulers in high places. Our brother Mike Johnson is on the tip of the spear. And for the first time in who knows how long, we have a born-again, Bible-loving, on his knees praying Christian as Speaker of the House. And the church is attacking him. Why? Because the church follows more of the gospel of CNN than they do the gospel of God.
So, yes, that is another very dishonest take by Jack Hibbs, because the people who are attacking Mike Johnson are actually right wing. They're not listening to CNN. They're not exactly marching for Hamas. They're America first. They are nationalists. They are Christian nationalists. They're not exactly your CNN Fox News watcher, because, again, Jack Hibbs apparently, you know, maybe he just got out of a time capsule, Rick Van Winkle style, because what year is he living in that the people who are watching Fox News are the ones grumbling about Mike Johnson? Quite the opposite. It's the people who are on the internet, actually, and the people, you know, the working class who see Mike Johnson send $95 billion abroad and do nothing for their, you know, livelihoods, does nothing for them, does not care about the plight of the average American, does not care about the border, obviously. He's done nothing for Americans. He's been a terrible Speaker of the House. He's been even worse than McCarthy. Why? One reason alone is because he does so while claiming Christ. He does this terrible job while claiming Christ. You hate to see that. It is an embarrassment to the country. We should vacate the speaker alone because he is bearing a terrible witness in the name of Christ. Therefore, it's time to vacate the chair. I'm not listening to the gospel of CNN, Jack Hibbs. This is a bad faith argument, a bold-faced lie, and a defense of the indefensible. So, that's all I got to say about that. My name is Ray. This is the Evangelical Dark Web. If you like this kind of content, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you're new, have a blessed day. We will catch you on the next one.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.